Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Still got them sleeples in my eyes, Cody. Look. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't put my morning routine on.
You put your eye mask on.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I didn't put my cream on, Cody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That retinol cream.
The retinol cream and also the cream that lets the toxic of the alcohol pours out. Like,
exactly. Yeah,
you ain't here in person, but when I drink on this show, Cody, steam be coming out my fucking head.
Ah, I do hear it sometimes. I hear a little, ever so slight,
It's like that video that woman throwing that live crab in that boiling pan and shit in his ass. I never knew crabs made noises. This motherfucker screamed. You ever see that video?
Is that real? Is that video real? Man. I've seen the video before. I don't know if it's real though.
This crab was fighting for his life. He was like, yo.
I think they added in the sound effect after the fact. Could be wrong.
Give a fuck.
it's hilarious video regardless.
I mean, this crab was holding onto this cabinet door, and the woman was trying to get it with tongs, and she was like, he's fucking up my cabinet, whatever and shit. And he was using his other hand to fight back, like, get away from me. He's like, and she finally got his ass, and she just with that tongue and just dumped his ass in that boiling pan, and you just hear this sizzling noise, just
I think crabs have had enough, man. I don't know if you ever seen this video of this crab holding a knife. He was like almost like he was like about to attack somebody. You know?
Is that I'm not a chef, people. I just want to make that clear. I know this is a food alcohol channel here, whatever, stuff like that. I guess is that the only way you can kill? You have to kill them by cooking their ass, huh?
Yeah.
Because they shell it so hard or whatever.
Right. Yeah. It's not like lobster. You know, lobster, you cut like the top of the head right there.
Yeah.
Instantaneous death. But crab, they're not structured that way. So I don't.
I see why crabs in the bucket, Cody. They like, you're right. We tired of this shit. We tired of dying by boiling hot ass water.
Too much is enough. God damn it.
Didn't the Simpsons do that with an episode where they, I think it was a lobster. I think Homer had like a pet lobster and he was like, I'm giving it a nice warm bath. And he was like, what's that smell? Fuck, it was up there cooking and shit.
That's hilarious.
But the crabs in the bucket. That's why they crabs in the bucket, whatever. They like, I ain't getting thrown in that hot ass water. So it's Cabal month here on The Last Drop, people. I'm a little super excited right there. Cody got his.
This is gonna be a good month, man. This is gonna be a hype ass month.
It's gonna be a good month. I expect a lot of last drops to be given.
I would say at least early prediction here. I'm gonna say at least bare minimum two last drops per person this month.
I can see that. Yeah.
Bare minimum.
The only one I haven't tried is next week's episode, which is the Blanco. I don't know how they, but they call it like phase two. I guess is their second batch of Blanco or whatever.
That's also the only one I have not tried.
And it's the second cheapest out of the lineup too. I think it's like $40 or whatever. $40 at K&L. The one we're drinking here is not a Cabal. I mean, it's branded by Cabal, the owner, and stuff like that. But it is probably one of the most exciting, inexpensive bottles you could buy. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it might be the cheapest spirit that's the most delicious of all time, maybe.
$30, 1 liter bottle right here.
And we pay $25 because that's K&L.
That's right.
$24.99. So... yeah, 1 liter and Cody, it's at 42%. That's damn near high proof.
Mm-hmm. Getting up there.
Another. Yeah, it's creeping up there. And Cody said it best, 1 liter. The horse design on that is beautiful.
I love the frosted glass.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Love it for this bottle. Love it.
We're talking about the Puro Potro here on The Last Drop today. And a exciting way that they made this bottle. First of all, you kind of forget that it's even a 1 liter because holding it, I guess we're just so used to holding bottles now at this point. Mm-hmm. Just like, it's like, oh shit, that's a 1 liter bottle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the
1 liter
bottle. As Cody said, price, most total wines and any other place is about $30. I've seen some people try to put $34. Me and Cody both bought this at our first time shopping at K&L together. We got it for $24.99. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to find a tequila cheaper than that, better than this at all. But there's a lot going on this week, Cody. I don't know if you knew. There's a lot. It's the Kentucky Derby weekend. The
Derby? Yep.
It's May that 4th shit be with you.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was scrolling Instagram too long. I was like, yeah, let's turn this shit off. I ain't got time for this. I forgot it was that time of the year again.
I think the 5th, isn't it like Revenge of the 5th or some shit?
I think it's some shit like that.
Corny ass shit. Yeah. We got Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
A lot of shit going. Oh, and then also you got the last drop.
That's right. Yeah. The most important event this weekend.
More than important than
that. Yes, me. Just saying.
More than that May the 4th shit. I can do that right there. Although I did see a funny ass beer one between Palpatine and Anakin. That shit was funny as hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually edit the voices and shit, whatever. Forgot what he was saying. It was something about like Anakin was just like, I just want to save. And then they edited more beer. And then Palpatine was looking at him and was just like, to master the arts of the beer. It was some shit like that. It was funny as shit. Matter of fact, here, I'll pull it up for you, Cody, because I think you'd get a laugh out of that, actually.
Yeah, it sounds better than all the other bullshit they post out there in this day.
Oh, they already took it down. Ain't that a bitch?
Oh, took it down? Why?
Oh, you know who put it up to? It was Barcode.
Really?
Yeah, Barcode. Oh, they already got it down now. That's a shame. It was funny as shit. So as far as Barcode talent goes, let me check that X. Let me see if they're still on X. I guess it was on their stories on old Instagram there. It's not there. Oh, man, I should have sent that to you. You'd have got a good laugh out of it. It was funny as shit because everybody knows that Palpatine is he's the true hero of that franchise.
Right? He really is, yeah.
Especially because I think it's like the 20th anniversary of Episode 3, which that movie sucks ass to a straw. But you know what? Palpatine's in it. And he's amazing.
Palpatine's great in it.
Yeah, I told some kid that movie sucked ass, whatever, and he almost cried and shit. And his dad was trying to convince me that it's such a good one. I was just like, shit, boring as fuck, yo.
Yeah, bullshit. He's up there hating with us. Yeah. Why you lying?
I think we are the most consistent haters of something back in the day to today. I noticed a lot of people that nostalgia glasses kick on. They like this.
Oh, yeah. They switch that shit up real quick for no reason.
It's like, nah, that shit still sucked, dude. That shit was boring as a motherfucker. Like, the lead up to it made no goddamn sense or whatever. Like, you know, I see a lot of people doing that with like older like superhero films. So even when we did like the Batman
and shit. You know, there's even like revisionist history on fucking those old Fantastic Four movies too.
Oh, that's what I know.
2005 ones.
Yeah.
All of a sudden people like those for some fucking reason.
Those movies are dog shit.
Those movies are fucking terrible. That movie sucked ass. All right, you bullshit.
You were so true about that. I see so much revisionist history about how that was like a product. I mean, not a product of its time, but like it changed the game and shit like that. I said, oh, it changed the game, all right. It made you never want to see this shit again or whatever. Like,
I was like, even me, I was like, 14 years old when that shit came out? I remember watching it then. I was like, man, this shit is ass. This is terrible.
And I think the second one came out like right after I graduated.
I think it was 2007?
Seven, if I'm not mistaken.
When it came out?
Yeah. I graduated high school.
And that was worse.
Six? Yeah, that was way worse.
God.
Me and my buddy was laughing in the fucking theater. We was just like laughing. And then it kind of stopped laughing and more like seething, like, and then that ending happened. He's just like, "Oh fuck you, dude." I was like, "Yo, I think we came up with a better ending for that movie on this show too, if I'm not mistaken." Like, I just feel like
we did that.
We talked about it with Galactus, talking about like how it should have ended and stuff like that. And good lord, that fucking cloud. Oh, and then the whole Silver Surfer's powers comes from the board.
Oh, from the board. Jeez, come on, yo,
motherfucker. Cody, he detracts from the board, and the motherfucker starts turning dark gray and shit. It's like he's dying. And it's like, what
come on,
fuck, yo.
Are we for real right now?
And then they gave, like, Dr. Doom the power of a god, only to fucking get killed by being knocked by a crane. I was like, yo, that ending was... That ending pissed me off, man. Like, that ending was
That's actually probably one of the worst endings in any of these comic movies. And I really think about it.
Yeah. That
is awful.
Honestly, that... I gotta think about it. That might be Fox's worst fucking film that they did.
Ooh. Ooh, that's saying a lot too.
It kinda is.
They had some fucking stinkers at Fox, bro. Ooh.
They maybe had like what, two or three good films?
Yeah, about two or three.
Yeah.
Give or take.
I mean, they could have did good with the Wolverine, but Hugh Jackman fucked that up.
They fucked that all up, dude. That movie had so much promise. I was like, man, that first, I was in it with the first. I was like, oh, this is cool. I did this. And that second half, I was like, oh, Jesus, here we go again.
Hugh Jackman had like a lot of input in that film. And I think that's when, what was the director of Logan? James Mangold or whatever?
James Mangold, yep.
I think he said to Hugh in that movie, he said, you're going to sit your ass down and just be an actor.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let me do what directors do.
Let me do what I do. and you just sit your ass there or whatever. You notice Hugh ain't trying to produce none of these motherfuckers no more or whatever since then.
He's in the backseat. He's just an actor. It's what it should be.
Yeah, James Mangold humbled
keep your
his ass
right there. Yeah.
James Mangold humbled his ass quickly. Mm. Yeah, they probably had like, what, maybe two, three?
Yeah, two or three. Yeah.
That's an F out of
how they got. Oh, wait.
15?
I'm going to say 14, 15 movies or something. Like
they got a shit ton of fucking movies.
Yeah, what?
A shit ton. I think three or four of those was Fantastic Four of them, whatever and shit. So,
yeah. At least three.
You're right, Cody. I might be speaking on the moment when it comes to that. I just remember, even as a huge X-Men fan, I think with the first one, I hated that movie. And I think with the second one, I didn't like it. But then for the rest on after that, I kind of just like, this is what you got to expect out of these now. I don't know what it was about that second Fantastic Four. I just remember my emotions changed from laughing to just kind of sitting there to like just looking at the edge of my seat like, I'm not about to. What the?
I was just dumbfounded because they had little like teases, I guess, of the Galactus Cloud. In the beginning, I was like, okay, cool little tease. You remember that little shadow on Saturn?
That was cool.
And you see like the Galactus. I'm like, all right, cool. A little tease. All right. Cool. I'm with it. No, don't show your full hand just yet. Wait to the end. All right, cool. Third act. All right, cool. I'm rock with it. Mm. Even then, like all the parts leading up to that weren't great, mind you.
No.
None of the interaction. Doom was still fucking up. Yeah.
The Dr. Doom fight had just happened. So you just like really just on your hand. You just like, just why even?
That's right. Yeah.
Just don't even. Yeah. And then they didn't have the rights to the Skrulls or something like that.
So. You're right. Yep. So they turned Johnny Storm into a super Skrull.
They did have the rights to that, which was crazy that they didn't bring that. Which that was the one problem with Fox.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they had the super Skrull rights, but not the Skrulls.
Super Skrull, but not the Skrull.
That's right.
Yeah. And that was the problem with Fox's Marvel. They always dipped their toe into space shit. But they never led up or fully went into it or whatever. And I think that's what fucked the whole shit up.
Like the last Dark Phoenix movie. That's when they decided to introduce aliens to the X-Men franchise. Yeah, right. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was just shit.
I don't even remember if I saw that. I just remember at the end of X2 when them credits rolled and they showed fucking the Dark
The Phoenix.
I just went nigga, what?
saw that turned out.
I said, what? Hey, where did that come from?
Why is Wolverine so goddamn set? They don't. Never mind.
The movie set up nothing about a phoenix coming in. I was just like, what is going on here?
Then the next movie, you acting like, oh yeah, it was there the entire time.
What?
Yeah, it's like, fuck out of here.
Now he showed him flashbacks too of like young Charles.
Shitty ass flashbacks.
Yeah, it's just like nobody.
It looked terrible.
Remember at that end of that movie, they tried to, they had an end credit scene too where like Charles was fucking alive on the table.
Yeah, he put his consciousness into another body or some shit like that. I was like, okay.
I don't even want to hear Damn, you're right. Maybe Fantastic Four. I don't know. They're
on the same. they're fighting the same weight class, if you ask me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh shit!
Hey, but those were good back then. Remember those fancy?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, those is good. People too hard in those movies. I don't know what they saw. This is good movies. Great cast too.
I'll tell you this right now: if that new F4 film is even, it ain't even got to be a fucking amazingly great movie. If it's even anywhere near sniffing good, I'm almost certain, Cody, you'll hear,
man, it ain't nothing like the Tim Story film, whatever. Like,
oh, they're already saying that.
Cody, that F4 barrel is so fucking low.
And if you have no idea how low that is.
You only got to get 40% of it to be good, and we'd be like, my God.
That's all you need to do. Less than half of a good film. Less than half. You already got a head start.
If, like, the first, I don't know how long it's going to be. Let's just say 2 hours. If the first hour of that film is great and the second half is just, like, mediocre as fuck, it's already better than those previous three films. Yeah. That's why people don't understand. Like, I know people say, oh, them originals are so good. No, they wasn't. They didn't know the fuck they were done. No. And I still baffled how they took out Dr. Doom in both films. Like, I was just like,
Why did they give Dr. Doom electric? I don't know. I'm
going so on too far. I was by his powers. I was just like, yo. Do you remember in the first film how they took him out? Was like he was in a metal suit, so they said,
"Yeah, they
melt him mystery, in the suit."
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, "What?" I remember, like you said, I was in high school, and I just went, "What?"
Well, okay, that's the best team of y'all got.
We're gonna have
this shit.
We're gonna melt him into his suit to where he can't move anymore. I was like, "What the fuck?" And then the second one, they just knocked him into the water with a crane. I was just like, oh, man. I was like, I don't even want to see this dude no more. It's like, I don't want to see this dude no more. Woo, I don't even want to see this dude no more. Like, this dude's done. Man, oh, we need a drink to that. Hold on. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers to that. Goddamn. Sheesh.
And people thought that was good, though.
Yeah. Tim Story at 4. That's that classic.
Oof, Lord.
Man. The human race, man, I tell you.
They some them nostalgia glasses are bright as hell.
Boy, are they. Big as fuck, too. Large. Comes in the whole goddamn body.
I think that's why me and Cody, our audience that likes us so much, whatever, we stay kind of consistent. Yeah, we have opinions that change over time, whatever. But when it comes to shit like that, it don't change at all.
If something's like that level of fuckery, it ain't going to change.
No.
Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, fuck those movies back then and fuck those movies today. On May 4th, 2025.
They fucked that franchise up so much we could have a whole month on that. That's how bad.
Actually, yes. You are wow. That's crazy.
Four
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, exactly. We could fucking you could make four fucking movies reviews on that shit. That's how bad it is.
Man, that's Batman fans. We have not had it. I keep going back to this fact. We have not had it good, man.
I ain't ate well at
we
all.
We have not had it good at all.
And you know, funny thing is, people bitch more about Spider-Man, and you could be like, I think it's more good Spider-Man than this bad one.
Oh, way more. Way more.
Yeah, way fucking more.
I'll tell you this. Give me your worst Spider-Man movie. I'll tell you it's probably much better than your worst Batman movie.
Oh, easily.
Guaranteed.
Easily. Guaranteed. I think those bad Spider-Man films are better than any bad Fantastic Batman. Four.
I would say that. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think the bad Spider-Man films or whatever, I think those kind of like, you can find some nuggets of appreciation or something like that in there or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think those piss me off. And I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. And so as a Spider-Man, I watch those and I just go like, it's not as bad. Even like some of the MCU stuff, I don't really care for them all that much or whatever, but I don't find them egregiously like, fuck that film, whatever and stuff like
that. Nah,
like, those all. Like, and then they got the animated stuff too. And you just like, okay. So I dare you to put up like a Amazing Spider-Man 2 or a Spider-Man 3 compared to a BBS or a,
Those two movies are way better than fucking BVS.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Jesus.
Or The Last Stand. Or
shit, that last Fantastic Four movie. Josh Trank?
Yeah, we don't talk about that. I think I had one positive note of that one. I do like that they tried to put the emphasis on Reed feeling guilty of possibly the thing becoming the thing because of him. That didn't last longer than probably a 3-minute scene. No, so
they should have turned the thing into a goddamn mercenary.
I, I think they turned them all in the mercenaries, right?
Was it all? Okay, I don't remember. I remember specifically the thing. I don't know. I remember that sequence.
Johnny Storm, too, was kind of like into it as well or whatever and shit. And if I'm not mistaken, all three of them, but Reed was on the run trying to
find that's what it was. It's been so long as I've seen the movie. I only saw it once. I don't remember like all the details. But
horrible, too.
I just couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, what? This is what y'all doing? This is the reboot?
I've heard some people say that those past two things look better than this new one, dude.
Nah, fuck off. Yeah, they look way better than that shit, ripped straight from the comic books.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Dr. Doom was in that film, too. I forgot.
Yes, he was. Yep. Oh, it's easy to forget. I can see how you could forget, because he was the complete antithesis of Dr. Doom. I don't know why. He's like some computer nerd.
They put him in a scarf hoodie, too.
He's like some like tech worker or some shit like that. This motherfucker, he put him in this trash bag and shit. And I don't know what that design was. The fucking worst.
That design is horrible.
Yeah, it's the worst. Dr. Doom. That's one of the worst designs, period, I've ever seen on anything.
I was going to say all of them. I thought they all looked horrible. Them suits are horrible.
The thing looked like shit, too, in that movie. Even worse than Tim Story rubber suit.
Oh, he looked way worse than Tim Story's. that takes them leather suits from X-Men. It make them suits look like classics.
Oh, yeah. I'll take those any day of the week. Yeah. That bullshit.
Because what was them suits that fucking Johnny Storm and them was wearing? I was just like, man. It looked like somebody took some blue leather and put some fucking wiring around them and shit.
God, that movie is just so fucking soulless, too, man. God damn. That movie just literally sucked the soul out of you. It's like, ugh. So it's an ugly movie too.
Yeah, it's ugly. Yeah, it's ugly. Ugh. Man, that was was that the same year that fucking Suicide Squad came out?
It came out a year before.
Oh,
it came out 2015. Suicide Squad came out 2016.
Yeah, you're okay. So yeah, that was seeing two back to back dark, ugly ass films or whatever shit. He's just like, I hate this grading scale color that they got or whatever. Like, why do the trees look that color? Like, it looked like everything dying and shit or whatever. It's like, I hate the coloring of this. Oh. It's a positive note, Cody. I went to a tequila event for Yayo Tequila. It was a dinner pairing with Yayo Tequila. I have to say this, and I'm going to say this right now, although I might be questioned on what's the worst Fox Marvel film, whatever, I'm just going to go with Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer for me for right now. I'm sure if I rewatch the next X-Men movie, which God, heaven forbids, that we don't. We don't want that. We don't want me to do that. But I think Yayo, and I will say this with my chest or whatever, they host some of the best events I've ever been to. I love the high proof party we had. I work here. I mean, I wear their merchandise like I do, but
honorary worker.
Yeah, the high proof party they had last year in Culver City's at the studio. Fucking was amazing last year. And that was like a week or 2 weeks after Tequila Fest or whatever. Because I remember that's where you found out about it. If you pre-ordered the high-proof bottle, you were invited to that party. And I went there. I loved that event. It was amazing. The burritos were delicious and shit. Speaking of Cinco de Mayo, the Mexican food that they had there was amazing. But this year, I think it just topped it or whatever. This did was amazing, dude, man. I never thought I would say this, but the salad with the shrimp in it was probably great fucking food. Paired that off with the high proof yayo. Oh, it was beautiful. I had a pork tenderloin too. I'm not really a pork guy neither. I don't really eat pork like that or whatever. Actually, I don't eat it at all. That shit was delicious with the Hoven bottle, the one that you had, Luna, whatever. Oh, paired so well. Like, whoever did the chef, kudos to him for pairing the liquor with the certain meals and stuff like that. It was great. Then they had, like, free merchandise and shit like that to grab. It was at a nice event, too, as well. Venue, they had this little rooftop pool as well and stuff. Everything was nice about it. It was a great event. Yayo, man, they know how to do it. And then I got to walk away with an experimental bottle that they're doing that's coming at the end of the year. I'm not going to lie. I don't even remember what was it in and stuff like that. I just know that he told me he had it in the trunk of his car. I said, go pull that shit out. He started pouring it for everybody that was there. So we got to try. And then when we got to the rooftop, I just told him, I said, you might as well just give me that bottle. Just give it to me. And he just handed it off to me. So shout out to John, because John.
Shout out to John, for sure.
Hooked your boy up with this right here.
Dope.
I love the coloring on that. It's supposed to be a
A repo. That looks like a bourbon.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a repo.
That looks like straight up like a bourbon.
Yeah, and you know what? Even with the cap in there, it looked like it was just a bourbon straight up. Mm-hmm. It's an unfinished product. They didn't like how it came out, but this is what they're working on towards like end of the summer or whatever and stuff.
That's a cool pickup, bro. That's a cool ass pickup right there.
Yeah, it's always something nice about a yayo event, man. Great fucking time. Great food, great people.
Shout out to yayo.
I found out that his and she won't take no credit for this, whatever, the wife, Morgan, I don't even know if I'd say her name or whatever shit, but she designs the bottles that they have. And like I was like, I said, girl, I said, you didn't tell me that shit. She's like, yeah, I designed a bottle. I was like, these bottles are beautiful as shit. I love the cap on them, whatever, the shape of them, the side scrolling with all the notes and stuff like that, signature. These bottles are beautiful as hell. So I told her, I said, I'm gonna give you as much fucking kudos as I can give you and shit. I even love the double edge on the glass here or whatever. So it's like,
oh, didn't even notice that. Very nice.
Yeah, like everything about this beautiful is the QR code that leads you to like a treasure map because they bury some shit and stuff like that. I think it's just a fun, exciting bottle. It's beautiful as hell. All their products is always affordable. I mean, everything is under like at the most $70 and shit. So, and I've opened that bottle too as well. That's their new four square rum barrel that just came out, and probably be talking about that when we do Reposado month after August. Hey, doing it in August, yeah, actually doing it in August. We decided we're gonna do a Reposado month in August, people. Because July, mm-hmm. we're doing high proof month. So we said, I might as well do a Reposado month right after because it is the year of the Sado. As far as it appears like or whatever. And we were talking shit about Anejo's via text, Cody. But I started to, as soon as we sent that text, we was talking that shit about Anejo stepping up. I think they said, hey, we hear you last drop. We hear you because, you know, this just dropped, baby.
At least Tequila Osha heard you.
Yeah.
Or heard us, rather.
Yeah. I was gonna say there was another company too that one we were not too kind to, Wild Common. They dropped their Anejo. And I've heard really great.
Ah, did they now?
That. Yeah. I mean, we were kind to them. We just fucking hated that mezcal. That mezcal tastes like shit.
Mezcal's fucking awful.
Yeah, it kind of made you forget about that they even had tequila, to be honest. That's how bad it was. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. That completely overtook everything involving Wild Common. Everything.
It was funny because they were sending out bottles for like reviewers and stuff like that to try on like Instagram and podcasters and shit. I was just like, I noticed we didn't get one, and the people that did get one were like bourbon drinkers. I was like, ain't that a bitch? Mm. I see someone must have heard that best and worst of episode because we didn't get shit. I could have sworn we said your high proof was fine, but you know, it made us forget how bad that was. But they dropped their Anejo though. I heard great things about it.
Okay. Curious.
I'll just say this. They won't get a dime out of me, but, you know. I'm
curious. I'm not going to say I'm going to, like, spend on it. I'm just curious about it.
That's I was all. Just going to lie and say, I'll drink out of Cody's bottle. You know?
I ain't buying that shit, but. Oh. I just said I'm curious. I'll have a taste, but that's about it.
After that mezcal, I was just like, I ain't never giving them a dime. Never getting them.
Nah, I can't do that.
Especially if they're giving out free fucking bottles of fucking bourbon drinkers. Yeah, I was like, hey,
you come with a product like that, I can't invest in you. My yeah. opinion, I just can't do that. That just doesn't make any sense.
I actually wrote that comment on one of the people that got a bottle and shit, and I'm sure they probably saw that and was just like, yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah. Fuck his existence.
So fuck your mezcal.
Yeah. Make a better fucking product then.
Yeah, make some shit that's actually fucking drinkable.
Especially when we had something from this brand known as Cabal that was just like, whoa. That Cabal mezcal.
Same day.
Same fucking day.
Same fucking day.
Same hour.
Same hour.
Same hour. Same hour.
You talk about polar opposites. I don't think it gets more fucking opposite than that. Holy shit.
I just remember you. I think I was with your girlfriend. We were, and then we just looked behind, mm-hmm. see you just back there, just with that glass, or that cup in your hand. Just I don't know if he was long gone by that point, or you just, or that, were you long gone?
No, I was pretty tipsy, but it didn't help. Smelling that shit too. That's okay. I was still aware enough
okay.
to realize what I was smelling was not good.
So what I was gonna ask you was like, was this so bad it woke you up out of your tipsiness? Was that
a little bit? I think it kind of sobered me up a little bit. Smelling that wild common mezcal, I think it did.
It was just like, Because you didn't move at all. You were just sitting there like.
You know what? I think that's what drove me to drink more later on. I was like, I'm not getting this fucking thing out of my head. I think that's why. I think that was the kicker.
Because you went right to the next booth at Casa Loy and you drank all of this shit. And they had a.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
A lot of shit.
They had a lot of shit. It was like a lot.
Yeah, a lot of shit.
It's like they had two Blancos, two Repos, two Anejos, two, like they had a lot of shit. And then you went back to Cabal, and then you went, I mean, you was kind of all over.
Oh, I did go back. I did go back to, oh, yeah.
Twice went and shit. So, you know, that was all common. I think you just said, fuck that.
Well, common.
Yeah, it's common, all right. It ain't wild or whatever. Yeah. I think that you said, I paid $100-something for this ticket. I ain't fucking going out this way.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, I damn sure didn't.
Oh man, so that's so funny because that's where I got this hat too. Was a Fuck You Fest. So,
oh okay,
the Cabal hat, whatever and shit. Yeah,
okay,
yeah. So let's talk about.
It is a dope hat.
I love their hats. I got another hat. I'll be wearing their hats regularly on here on this month or whatever. I got another hat from them when I bought his Mezcal. Bottle number 100 when I went to that other event and I told him the story about how Fuck You Fest fucked us on the bottles and shit, talking about like, oh, they didn't have more. And he was like, the fuck you mean they didn't have any more or whatever. Like, he was like, they gave me cases back to me saying it didn't sell. I was like, ain't that a bitch? Because although Cody bought, like, I think him and his girl bought two other bottles, if I'm not mistaken. I think
the first one broke, and then we got one replaced.
Well, I mean,
you talk at the fest.
Yeah, the fest. Or,
yeah, we bought two bottles, I think.
I don't even know what you got now. Then.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Yeah, I can't remember now what you got now. Either way, I just know that Mezcal was the one he wanted the most.
Oh, clearly. Yeah, that was the start of the show for me. It was amazing.
Because we didn't even leave the booth before we purchased it. We were still in the back end, like looking on our app, trying to buy the motherfucker or whatever and shit. It was like,
oh yeah, I need this now. Yep.
And I just remember looking at you. I just said, it's too good to be true. I feel like we should pick it up now. And we was just like, nah, it should be there. Why would they would tell us if it's out of stock or something like that, right? And it was just like, I was just like, something about it just don't feel right. It's that like finding the deal.
Alcohol intuition.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know, man. That mother's intuition, when that alcohol intuition kicked in.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, man. Let's talk about this Puro Potro. So,
yeah, let's talk about this, sir. I'm excited to talk about this one.
Yeah.
I'll talk about all of these, actually.
I got to say, my most excited one is next week. I can't wait to open that Blanco up.
True.
Because, obviously, we love our Blancos here on the show. And that extra Anejo, oh man, if you could ever get the price down on that, because I think it's like I personally think it's worth it, $300 or whatever. I just don't want to spend that. But that extra Anejo is fucking phenomenal, dude. Like, oh God, man. That's probably one of those I'd go half on or whatever for with someone or whatever to get that. Cause that extra Anejo, when I reviewed that was one of those pours of the years and shit like that. But the Blanco I'm so excited about because it is their batch two. And just like the Reposado is their batch two or their new batch, is to say. I'm curious to see what they did with it differently because the one thing about Cabal is they always try to experiment with their yeast and the way they fermentate it and stuff like that. So I'm curious to see what they did. That's probably why that this tastes so good, why that Reposado tastes so great, whatever. I'm curious to see what that Blanco brings to the table because me and Cody being Blanco extra Anejo fans, you know, the Blanco market is like just – I mean, if we did a top five list on where to start, I wouldn't even know how to do that list.
Oh,
I guess I'd probably just go by the prices.
That's probably what I would do as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, what would I say about that? Or, I mean, I'd probably be like, yayo. That is hard. Not talking high proof, just talking regular Blancos, whatever. Like regular Blancos. Fortaleza, if you could find it.
Yeah. G4. G4 is fine.
G4, yeah, G4 is fine. Yeah. G4. Shit. Yeah. I honestly remember that problem when you couldn't find the Reposado shit and all that for G4. I see that shit everywhere now.
Oh, that shit's everywhere nowadays. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Even the Madeira, the Madeira cast and that high proof.
Yeah, that's more readily available too, which I'm very grateful for. I love that shit.
Very grateful. And I love it too because that silver label high proof, you can find that for like $40 now and shit.
Yep, easy. Easy peasy.
Yeah, so I can't think of it. Maybe Tequila Ocho. Can't go wrong with that. Is it like? 30, $34, yeah.
Oh, Don Fulano. What's that in there?
I like Don Vicente.
Artinam.
Oh, Artinam. Can't get that wrong. I hear great things about Magenta. Haven't tried that out myself yet.
Right. Correct.
I'm trying to think. I haven't tried Lost Lores Blanco yet, so can't go in that.
I'd be curious to try that.
Yeah. Starting to see some Lost Lore popped up at the Corked on Redondo, so I'm glad that that's getting like a little bit out there more because Lost Lore is like one of those underrated gems made by Sergio Cruz himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Sergio Cruz, who makes Yayo Tequila and Lost Lore. That's probably why it's so good, is because that's the brand. Sergio Cruz loves experimenting. As I told them at the Yayo event, I love experimentation. The three brands that I think experiments the most when it comes to tequila, Lost Lore, Cabal, and Yayo.
Yeah.
Mm. But let's talk Puro Potro now. Puro Potro. I'm sure Cody has a lot to say. I got a lot to say about this.
I do.
I poured some in my long stem tequila sipping glass right now. We already talked about the length of the bottle, whatever. Beautiful looking presentation. 1 liter. This comes out of NOM 1514. I don't really know a lot what that distillery actually produced, to be honest. I don't think that's the same as Cabal, neither, too, if I'm not mistaken. I guess I could look at this Cabal bottle and find out.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Good question.
Yeah, Cabal does 1646. So, I know back in the day when we were tequila news, we didn't know what the fuck that meant or whatever. We kept seeing that on bottles and stuff. Well, it just means where the bottle is basically produced at. You'll see a bunch of these noms and numbers and stuff like that. It's always fun to Google those, especially since we're like kind of new to tequila. Google those and look it up and be like, oh shit, this is what came from there and there and stuff like that. That's cool. All right. bottle's only $25 to $30. The highest you'll probably spend on this is $35. That's already a bargain, probably the best bargain bottle you could buy. And I'll tell you this right now, doesn't taste like a bargain bottle. Does not taste like that.
Man, I'm so glad you pointed that out. That's one of the big things I want to kind of highlight with this pour right here.
Let's go into depth about
first that. First thing that came to my mind when sipping this, I've been sipping this a lot over since I got the bottle, obviously.
I'm like halfway.
One thing, man. Yeah, I'm more than halfway. I'm like,
yeah, I know you more than halfway. Like
fourth left, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because back in January, end of January, February, somewhere around there.
I think it was February. Yeah.
Whenever that Reposado came out, because I was delivering Cody's, I was taking his, and we met up at K&L. So
yeah, I think it was early February. Sounds about right. Yeah,
the quality you're getting out of this $25 to $30 bottle here, and I'll let Cody. You have some thoughts on that too, as well, because I think this is like. When I say it's the cheapest bottle you can buy or whatever, I don't just mean that just because of the price or whatever. I mean, you're just getting so much bang for your buck out of this.
I think out of bottles in this price range, the $20 to $30 price range, as far as Blancos go, I don't think there is a better Blanco on the market, at least from what I've tried recently.
I would say all spirits, too, for that matter.
Yeah, I think the value in this... I'm trying to think, at least with this year, and we have a lot of good picks that give you a lot of bang for your buck. But as far as like the upper echelon, I don't think you get better bang for your buck. And this might be the entirety of the show all the years we've been doing this.
I
can't think of getting a better bang for your buck than this right here.
I would say in my entirety of drinking in my life.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I gotta think about that. You're probably right.
I don't think I would ever spend $25 on like. I remember when I went to the dinner tasting for that tequila event I went to, where I got this hat and the mezcal from him. This was kind of my first, that was my first time really sipping on it, you know, because I think I told Cody at Fuck You Fest, I said, I'm going straight for that mezcal, fuck everything else. I said, that mezcal has been eluding me. It's like $300-$400 at the time, whatever and stuff. And I was just like, I just got to get a sip of that right away. And I went straight for that. I skipped all of this, every stuff he had. I had the Añejo and the extra Añejo before we even went to Fuck You Fest. I want the mezcal. That event where we had the dinner pairing and the other tequila events and stuff, and we sipped on this Pio Potro, that was the first time I got to just sit down. He's on the microphone talking, and I kind of was just like engulfed in the what I was sipping on. And I said it right there in that moment out loud while he's on the microphone. I interrupted his fucking speech rudely, probably, but he was smiling. So I just said, this might be one of the best fucking inexpensive bottles I've ever sipped on in my life.
Yeah, by far.
I said, this does not taste like anything, $25 to $30 Blanco or whatever.
It doesn't, man. I like I said, even this is, I was going to say comparable. It might even be better than like a G4 base Blanco. I got to go back. I would do it side by side.
I think it
maybe
is.
Maybe you put Fortaleza in there too. Mm-hmm. Don Fulano, Artena. I think this is probably better than those. It could be recency bias. I don't know. But
G4 is $35 for that regular Blanco, if I'm not mistaken. Right. So yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
that's for a well-known brand like that. That's really inexpensive as well, too. I think this, I like you said, it could be recency bias or whatever. I just remember after trying those high-proof Blancos, I just kind of gave up on G4's regular shit, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. Likewise.
I think this just kicks G4's ass. I mean, maybe one day we'll do a side by side.
I think this kicks like every base Blanco's ass. If you're asking me, it's not even close. I'm talking about like every single front, though.
Wouldn't that be
which is insane?
If you say that next week when we try their Cabal Blanco.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, we got the other one coming up. Yeah,
you say that next week where you like this kicks Pure Potro's ass.
Yeah.
I you know what? We'll, I think one of these days. Oh man, maybe for like a high proof month and a Reposado month, we should do like a tasting of them side by side or whatever and shit or something like that on the pair. But yeah,
we'll do some sort of side by side.
Yeah,
I'd like to do that.
We don't do that here on the show, but maybe we'll have to start incorporating. I don't know if that'll be a this year or next year type thing or whatever. Like wrap up the month with a side by side tasting or something or whatever. But
actually, that's not a bad idea. This we could replace the fourth week. Mm-hmm. Like it depends what we're doing, obviously. We could put the fourth week with a side by side,
or make a special fifth week month.
Oh, or that too. That works too. Yeah,
just like what?
Absolutely.
Like four in the year, four or five in the year.
Yeah,
but yeah. You could do that for a fifth month.
Absolutely.
Because usually, what we've been doing with the fifth month, I usually make those like a movie review. We used to do like music stuff or whatever and shit like that. So it's always like something like, you know, something different that we do or whatever, or the review of the drink and stuff like that. But maybe we could do like a side by side tasting or whatever. And I'll need to save a little bit of this Potro then or whatever if we do the Blancos first. So, but yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that. Like we, oh, here's an even better idea or a question I should ask. Should we do the same bottles or both do different?
You know,
Blancos or whatever. See how that works out.
I think you both do the same.
I think you like the same more too.
Yeah.
So I think this personally is, I have a G, matter of fact, I got that G4 Blanco sitting right there underneath my desk right there on the little stand and shit. And I was like, yeah, I should do a side by side, but dude, let's talk about this nose.
Let's talk about it, please.
Dude, talk about the uniqueness on this, dude. It has so much depth and character to it or whatever.
Ooh.
I remember when I was sniffing this, I was just like, man.
Man.
Oh, man. That the bacon sweets come out on it, whatever. There's like a little subtle hint of vanilla, but then like this got this cinnamon note to it.
It smells so pleasant. There's
clean too.
Very clean. Extremely very clean.
Like probably
super clean.
Soothing clean at that or whatever. Like it just comes off like I feel like I'm drinking some high class shit that came out of a cognac glass decanter, Cody, that was like 30 grand. And then you see it's only like $25 and you're just like, what?
Mm. You said bread on those, right? Because I'm getting a ton of that.
Yeah, like you get
super
like,
bready.
Like that bacon sweet breadiness or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get like the obviously the like the peppery agave there too as well.
Yep, the cooked agave. Yep, I'm getting like little slightly citrusy too.
I get the citrus. Yeah, I get citrus as well.
Like a slit, like a little spritz. Probably no, actually more like a like a grated like a pineapple. Let's see that. Yeah,
yeah, I get like the pineapple. I also get like that.
Yeah, like pineapple. Interesting.
Yeah, you get the pineapple, like the pineapple.
Yeah, wow, I don't even think about that.
Get that pineapple.
You fucking nailed it, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
that pineapple's on there. So.
Wow, it's actually very unique for a tequila. You really get pineapple on tequila on the block. A lot at all.
Well, on Blanco is all places, too. Like, you ain't get no pineapple usually on most or whatever and stuff. I think I had a pineapple note on something I reviewed recently, but it wasn't a Blanco neither. If I'm not mistaken, it was a Reposado maybe or something like that. Usually Reposados you could play around with more or whatever for the fruit notes like that and stuff. So, but on a Blanco, that's unique as hell. It still has like that earthy mineral.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm picking up more of the pepper notes too. The more I smell it, or the more I'm kind of like more consciously smelling it, I should say.
How is it? I guess I should pour some myself, whatever, because I have the glass you have right here, but I was drinking out of a long stem too. And as we've always talked about the early stages of this show, we don't talk about as much these days. Glasses are really important when it comes to drinking and 100%. Sniffing or whatever and shit. And I'm going to pour some in a more open, wider glass.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. The glasses could change the entire experience.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah. Easily. For sure. I know a lot of people think that's all bullshit. It's not.
Yeah, I think it's all pretentious. Like, oh, you're all uppity. You're so just nah. Makes a huge difference.
Like, you'd be shocked. Like, sometimes. Yeah. Like,
you would be shocked.
These open glasses, I've noticed with them. Or not actually. I think I'm getting mixed up. I think with the like the Glencairn style glasses more. Like the more
concentrated nose action.
Yeah. And also too, when the glass is empty, the nose like sticks out way more. Like you could smell like almost every character on it, whatever. Whereas in these, it's much more like a wide range of getting the fruit barrels and stuff like that and stuff. Mm-hmm. So definitely. So like on the long stem glass, Cody. The nose is like way more like in your face. It's a little bit more potent and stuff like that.
Mm.
Whereas in this one, I could see why you didn't get the pepper notes right away or whatever. It's like so subtle on this glass.
Yeah,
it's
in the background. But once you mentioned it and I started kind of looking for it, I could like, okay, I could detect it.
Whereas in this one, that pineapple, earthy, peppery note sticks out way more or whatever and stuff. So like glasses are important, people. Glasses are super important.
I will say this, however, whatever glass we're using for this, it smells fucking good.
Whichever one. Fucking good. It smells fucking amazing.
Smells really good.
Smells fucking amazing, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna be super nerdy on this month. Getting into this because, like, you offer us such a unique. I was gonna say not complicated, whatever, but a unique.
Complex.
Bottles of each one, so we're gonna give you some complex reviews on these, whatever, because it's only fair that we could do that and stuff. I say complex reviews or whatever, but more like, you know, in open, in nerdy talk for us or whatever. The nose, dude, phenomenal. Can we grade every part of this experience? I'll give him the
we nose. Should nose is the last drop for me.
That's the last drop for me.
We already talked about the value of or the price range. Already last drop.
Yeah, value is the last drop.
Got that out the way. So two marks of the last drop spectrum.
Presentation? I'd go 3.5.
I like this bottle a lot. Maybe they can do a little more.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like so. Yeah, you can do more.
Yeah, maybe. But I think 3.5 is a safe bet.
Yeah. I think 3.5 because I think their other bottles look even more amazing.
Right. The only thing I would probably improve on this bottle is do something with the cap. I don't know. It's just do something. I don't know what. Just do something with that.
I also think, too, you can cover the back part a little bit.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I think put some nice, something on there or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know what you put on there, whatever. But like, I think it's a beautiful bottle. Whatever, 3.5 is still high. It didn't get a last drop. So
absolutely,
price last drop bottle presentation 3.5 for both of us. Nose last drop. We going for that palate now, right? Let's
go. Lava. Brother. Now, if I gave this to you blindfolded, what would you say the price range for this would be?
Oh, I would tell you. Oh, I was like, you know what this would remind me of too. If and I'm getting to your question too. M77 has this taste where it's like it's like, ooh, is that like teetering on like high proof Blanco right there? Because like it got that smokiness to it. So I would say in that price range, because I'm thinking of M77 as well. When I first sipped that and didn't know the price range, $69-$70 or whatever.
Yep. I would say, yeah, 60. I would say 60, 70, that range. I would say probably about 60. Yeah, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. usually that's where, like, the high proof range or, like, the specialty mm-hmm. Blancos are. They usually, like, $60, $70 mm-hmm. or whatever and shit like that. Or unless you're Ocho and you want to charge people, was it, 99 to 100 and whatever mm-hmm. bottle. Yeah. Great stuff, as Cody claimed.
I love Puntus. That's a great fucking pour. That could be wrong.
Great fucking pour, right?
Still a little too much money for my blood, but great fucking pour, though.
It is. I was talking to someone in my homegirl in North Carolina about it because she's trying to get her husband in tequila. So she kind of follows me for it. She was asking me about the tequila Ocho Fitzgerald. And I told her, start with the regular lineup. And she said, the prices are amazing on the regular lineup. I said, yeah, I noticed their specialty bottles. They cost more. Cost a little bit more. Because I think
a little more than they should, probably.
Yeah. I think I agree with that, too, as well. Because drinking the Ocho Añejo Old Fitzgerald, I get it. Limited edition, Asian Old Fitzgerald barrel. Mm-hmm. I think the retail net is $120-$129, somewhere around there. Oh, that's kind of – I feel like that's high. I don't know why.
I think what you're really paying for names at that point. Names. Yeah. And then it is a very, very nice bottle. I will give it that. It's a very gorgeous, beautiful bottle.
You know, it's funny enough, they use the same bottle as the extra Añejo that I got, too. I'm looking at both of them because they're side by side.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
The same bottle. It's just, really? Oh, nice. it's a smoke wagon thing. One's clear and one's that amber. Mm-hmm. But it's the same. It's the same design or whatever and shit.
Nice.
Bottles, whatever and stuff. Beautiful bottle and stuff. And 99. I mean, I say it's probably too high, but I did buy two of these motherfucking bottles and both at 120. So I mean, well, one I pre-ordered and then the other one I just saw in the store. So I just said, fuck it, let me get some of this or whatever. And if Cody doesn't find that, I'll pour him some as well too. I feel like Cody's gonna need to buy a lot of decanters or something now.
That's all I'm gonna be buying. Decantered out.
We'll go to Total Wine with a basket talking about where is your decanter aisle? Need that. Does K&L sell decanters?
I don't know, honestly. I don't think they do. I could be wrong, but I don't think
I could be wrong too. I mean, I know we go to the Culver City one and we don't really see much of that one or whatever. I know the Hollywood one is where you go, but I'm not never making that fucking drive ever again.
Hell so, no.
That drive just sucks. They do. We just don't see them.
Yeah, maybe they do.
They're expensive as shit, but yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're really expensive as shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to catch us. Y'all doesn't ring though. Right, we good.
Yeah, they 150 enough, dude.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah. I was get a bottle at that point.
And none of them are in LA. They're all in the Bay Area.
Oh, well, yeah. Don't make any sense.
Don't even. Yeah, that's a no-no. But yeah, I told her the Ocho is cheap, but I also told her about this Puro Potro. I said, I don't know if that's in the Carolina market, because I know that is a controlled state.
Right.
But I recommended that to her as well. This taste buds, dude, on my palate.
Brother.
I held it on the tip of the tongue, Cody. It's my teeth with agave and pepper.
You know my favorite thing about this too? It's 42% ABV, which is probably a touch higher than your average.
Yeah.
Usually you see 40%.
About.
But man, that makes such a difference though, because it leaves this kind of residual heat on mm-hmm. the tongue and a little bit on the roof of my mouth. Very pleasant, very warm, very inviting. It's not like overly exaggerated, in its potency going to the roof of the mouth and the tongue. But I do like a little bit of I like higher instead of higher proof. You know, I like a little bit of heat on my pores and
even higher than their repo. That's at 40%.
There it is. Yeah. And you know, it's funny too. We just got out of wine month. we're talking about, you know, wines or sparkling wines, champagnes, they have a tendency to be dry. Mm-hmm. This is kind of dry for me, which I don't mind, which I do like.
It's positive at dry.
Least, yeah, because at least you just want to go in for more sips, which is not a problem for me at all. I will sip this shit all day. This is another one of those dangerous pours, my friend.
Yeah, and being on a 1 liter.
Being a 1 liter. You know, the crazy thing about this, too, it tastes so good mm-hmm. on its own, but also it makes such a great cocktail piece as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So great. Like, a lot of stuff you don't want to really like, oh, mix and what that, whatnot. But this is so good in both iterations. Or you're drinking this own, or you put it into a cocktail. And that also...
It was
yeah,
fire.
And also, yep. It also caters back towards the price, $25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, dude.
I ain't beating that or
come on.
I'm glad you brought up that dryness, too, though, whatever, because mm-hmm. It did hit, like, on the... It's not oily on the tongue, whatever. It gets a little dry towards the finish. And last week, I had just said that, like, I don't have a problem with dry products, something like that, especially when you're drinking a brut champagne, mm-hmm. too, as well. You right. kind of expect that or whatever. It's going to be extra dry. That one was just wasn't for me. Now, coming into this one, this is for me. This kind of dry right here.
Yeah, because it's not, like, overly dry, but it is, like, a good dryness. It's mm-hmm. substantial. It knows you're drinking something that's pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite part, as I alluded to earlier, it leaves you wanting to go in for more. And on the palate, for me, man, I'm getting a ton. Like, obviously, get that cooked agave. I'm getting, like, a citrus peel on the back end, too. And I never really noticed this before. I'm just getting it now. There's like a lime kind of.
Yeah, I think it's lime a peel. I think you hit it right.
Like, kind of lime thing kind of going on.
When you said it was a peel, I get like lemon peel notes on that or whatever.
Also, funny enough, too, I know this is not aged in anything, but I mean, kind of vanilla notes oh, yeah. too.
I got that on the nose.
Yeah, like a vanilla.
Nose and on the taste.
I really get in the nose per se, for me at least. But the flavor wise, I do get a touch of vanilla.
I gotta get you some long stem glasses. That vanilla was just like.
Actually, yeah, I probably do need some. Yeah,
that vanilla, like it was like subtle in the background. Like I was like, whoa! I was like, there's like hints of vanilla in here. You get that, especially like I love that you get the earthy and the fruity.
Yes, part, right? Very earthy. Yes,
as well too. Like yeah. they combined this and well balanced it so well.
Yeah, that's another thing too. It's so well crafted because you can taste every single ingredient kind of individually, mm-hmm. And they meld so fucking well together, man.
Mm-hmm.
So well, and like I said, I can't stop harping on this fact. This is a $25 to $30 bottle yeah. we're drinking here, and if we didn't have, we even say that at the beginning of this episode, and hear all these notes, hearing the way we're talking about it now, audience, what would you think about this? What would you say? What kind of pour this is?
$69.
What kind of bottle this is?
Also, right? too, this like I usually use this term for some bottles, whatever that I don't give last drops to, because like when I give last drops, I feel like that bottle is special usually, and I'm like, oh, I want to save it for a little bit, this and stuff like that, or get another bottle. This one, I was treating this like it was an everyday pour as well,
yeah.
but it comes off so kind of like. It don't taste like an everyday pour.
It doesn't.
It's it weird does not. To say. It's a weird conversation to have with like everyday pour
right.
versus non everyday pour. Like I look at let's use G4 Madeira as right. an example. I love that bottle of shit, but it's like we said, it's so limited and stuff like that. You get a little concerned, like right. oh, I don't want to waste it. Just drinking it every day, doing reading, playing games, whatever the hell it is you're doing around the house. I don't feel bad wasting this. Because one, it's a 1 liter, and two, I could find it anywhere, and it's $25, so I don't mind buying another bottle, whatever. But at the same time, when I'm playing like video games, is usually when I do my drinking and stuff. I don't like doing it neither, because I also sometimes like to stop and just think about it and go like, "What the fuck am I drinking?" It's like everyday pours kind of resemble like a thing you drink that you don't really have to think about as much, whatever. It's good,
right?
But it's not that complex. It has that complexity to it or whatever, where you just like, oh, man, got to stop every pause the game or whatever, or whatever, reading and stuff like that and whatever. It's just something that just like kind of kills time in a way, if you will.
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo, that's a great example. I got a bottle right there, whatever. Buffalo yep. Trace is a perfect example. It is a fine pour. It is $29 or whatever. Some places like to charge fucking more for some reason, whatever. But it is $29 or whatever, especially if it's a store pick too, whatever, at that. It's a store pick. It's a Buffalo Trace bottle. You ain't breaking the bank. It ain't that all complex to you, whatever and stuff. It's really good, though, and it gets the day by real fat. Buffalo Trace, Eagle Rare, some say some Maker's Mark bottle, whatever. You might have Elijah Craig, some of those bottles as well, too.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes the barrel proof maybe, too, because, like, you know, they're really good. If you want a really high-end good one or whatever, and shit, that's a great everyday pour, too, because – as Cody can announce or whatever, there's so fucking many of them now.
Oh, yeah.
many of them now.
Oh, you ain't lying.
God damn.
And that is very much an everyday pour in this household. I can tell you that.
Cody, you couldn't find that bottle for shit. That, I don't know what the popularity, I think it was last year, honestly. I think that's when the popularity kicked in. You find it. I can't stop seeing that goddamn bottle now. Yeah, Lord. Shit.
Everywhere.
You know, everywhere that we saw that bottle, we saw that fucking bottle everywhere except for that fucking Roxanne's event we went to. They got a goddamn Heaven Hill lineup and not the goddamn barrel. I was just like, what the fuck kind of shit
made
is this?
No goddamn sense. They brought that Travelers bullshit there.
Yeah.
No Elijah Craig.
They had the Elijah Craig small batch and the rye. And I was just like, what the fuck is that barrel proof?
I was like, yeah, I was sitting on that. That's like guaranteed.
They had the display of it, of the new batch for the 2025 one. I said, how you gotta have a display of that shit? Ain't that a bitch?
And I even had it. I'm like, fuck you, man.
Why the fuck would I want to look at a display of that? She was like, this is the ingredients we use for the new 2025. And I just looked at that and was just like, you ain't got a bottle with you? So, yeah. But this comes off, it's so elegant, so classy. I feel like I should be wearing a suit, too, at the same time, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a tasting, Cody. I'm not wearing this hat or whatever. We're at an event, whatever, and shit. You know, the bell of the ball, as they say, whatever. I'm putting a glass slipper on Cody's foot and shit because, you know, he walking hard now, whatever. Yeah, Cody over there, Mr. Dewey Cox himself, he walks hard, you know. Walk on. Hard. That palate, Cody. Man, that sweet agave is so really cooked or whatever. Cody said it best. You get a peel, but it's a citrus note too. I think it's a lemon peel. I get that lemon peel note or whatever and shit. The pineapple sticks out a little bit. The pepper, that herbal, earthy essence to it or whatever and stuff. But I love the complexity of the herbal earthiness and still the fruit layers all just mash well so perfectly together or whatever. You know, I very rare you kind of see that on a palette of a Blanco or whatever. It's usually like, oh, you get this on the front end and the back end instead or whatever. All just collaborates on the back end too as well. And then if I could skip ahead here on that finish though or whatever, that's where Cody was like, you get that vanilla hint too as well. Like that vanilla kind of like lingers a little bit in the throat area and shit like that. And you're just like, ooh, what is going on there or whatever and stuff.
Man, I gotta tell you, the finish for me, it is a citrus bomb. It is just that lemon just touches the vanilla too, but primarily it's lemon. It's just that, sorry, lime for me. Lime, actually, that lime kind of that lime rind, like you just grated fresh lime in here.
Weezing that lime on that like carne asada meat, dude.
Yep.
That on there, that El Pastor,
and that is just lingering over anything else.
You know, it doesn't linger. I think this is the first time I kind of appreciate it, though, whatever, is that fresh cut rainy grass note on it.
Mm.
I like that grass note. Whatever.
Okay. Interesting. I'm not really picking them on grassy notes in this one, but you know.
It's more part of like that mineral earthy note or whatever.
Okay.
Like I got to get the fresh cut grass, like that rainy grass or whatever and shit. I appreciate it out of this on this note, or whatever, because it just like lingers on the side of my tongue's ear or whatever and shit. And I like that.
Oh, man, this is such a pleasant pour.
Mm-hmm. Giving the palate stuff, a 1.5.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is keep this motherfucker and keep that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you keep that palate. Yeah. Yeah, just give me the nose. I don't want it. Give me that nose. Yeah. Give me your nose. I want your nose.
I think
most ratings too had it like in between like high 80s, low 90s. Couldn't disagree more with that. I think the tequila community out there agrees with us a lot on this whenever. Probably one of the first times that'll ever happen.
Seriously.
Yeah, we're labeled as badasses according to Apple Podcast. So
we'll take it.
What was it? Badass Mindset or some shit like that?
Badass Mindset.
Yeah. So we don't think like the others. We don't think like them.
Yeah, we different.
Yeah. They not like us. That's it. We smile at the camera and everything. Say Drake. Oh, shit. Yeah, palette for me, dude, is last drop. I think I like the palette a little bit more than the finish, even though I like the finish a lot too. Oh man. I think on initial thought, I like the palette more than the finish, but the more like that you don't sip on it and you just kind of let it linger, the finish is just like kind of just like a win-win all the way around.
Oh yeah, by far.
Yeah, like
easy.
The palette lingers the most. I mean, not the palette, the finish lingers the most over the palette or whatever and shit. And it just like leaves that soothing sensation to your throat or whatever and stuff. And this is higher than most than Reposados and Blancos for that matter. That's why I say like it's got that little bit of that smokiness to it, whatever. So it kind of like comes off as a mild high proof Blanco or whatever and shit. And I think that's just the way that the yeast and the fermentation on this was made or whatever and stuff. So I give both palate and finish a last drop on that.
I mean, of course, with you, my friend. Bona fide last drops for me. Top to bottom. I guess we can get into our final ratings.
Yeah, let's talk overall. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Overall, then. So everything but presentation, a last drop. That got a 3.5.
Right. And honestly, at the end of the day, we give it a 3.5. It was very close to a fucking last drop.
That's high.
Like, does that 0.5, is that really going to fucking matter? Like, we just talked about like that bottle cap, baby. Is that really going to affect the overall rating that much?
No.
No, at least for me, I'm going to say no. This is by far, I gotta go back and probably look at other shows and see like, oh, did I rate this in a certain thing? Did I say this about this certain pour? But I'm gonna say this right now, as far as the entire history of the last drop up until this moment right here, May 4th, 2025.
May the 4th.
This is by far, May the 4th. Yeah. This is by far the best bang for your buck we've had on this show. I don't think you can even argue that.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
not gonna argue.
I gave it 3.5 to the presentation. Who gives a fuck? This is overall. This is a bona fide last drop worthy product. This is gonna last drop for me. Come on, dude. There's no bad marks to this. Nothing. Oh. I can't think of one single mark against this pour.
They fucking with you too by making it a 1 liter. It's like,
yeah, it's like, oh yeah.
It's like, you're already good. What else are you gonna do?
Yeah,
I got you. Don't make it a 1 liter. Oh,
yeah, like, oh, thank you. You shouldn't have.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Like, oh, and not only am I gonna drive you, let me give you some money to put some money in your car, your gas,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, hey,
why would you do that? Oh, okay. All right. Fuck it. That's what a 1 liter to this is. Like, you could have easily just made this 750.
Still, yeah, man.
Same rating or whatever and shit.
The value on this, dude, this is legendary.
Yeah.
I was going to say it. Legendary.
You're not going to see nothing like that ever again.
No. Nah.
Yeah. Especially with the market the way it's going. Nah, you ain't.
Hell no.
You ain't never going to see no shit like that again. You ain't never, ever, ever going to see no shit like that. Never, ever, ever going to see shit like that again. No. The market's crazy. The prices are just like out of as the quote that brother, the black Colonel Sanders, the rent too goddamn high.
You know? Seriously.
Yeah. The liquor is too goddamn high. Shit.
Liquor, right? too
goddamn high or whatever. Okay. The liquor is too goddamn high. But I'm with Cody on this. I mean, that's why we don't break down usually whatever, because we should do that a little like special. Maybe like joint when we do like the same bottle.
Yeah.
We'll probably do more of that, whatever.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Because like, yeah, I just gave everything a last drop set for presentation, whatever. So for me, that obviously that equals into a last drop. Can you imagine if I say a 3.5 or a 3 or some shit like that? You'd be like, what the fuck?
That wouldn't be fair.
It'd make no damn sense.
Yeah, whatever. I was like, well, like what?
You'd be looking like a James Franco and shit. Or Christian Bale when he just like,
lost. Just, like, what?
Yeah, so what the fuck did you just say? Whatever. Don't make no damn sense or whatever. It's just like, wait a minute. You gave all three parts of the tasting part a fucking last drop, but yeah, somehow, yeah, three. It's a three.
That bottle cap was nice enough.
I dropped it by a whole point. Yeah, no. This is the last drop for me. I love the complexity that it has on it. The nose. I poured everything out of this glass, whatever. Damn. Like, so when you use these old, more wider glass or whatever, and it's empty, dude, you smell that shit. Oh, man. That
a bouquet.
Yeah, it's a fucking bouquet of flowers.
Old bouquet.
Yep. Hand that to your girl and just be like, oh, I got this for you. So she's going to be like,
God, it smells so good.
My God. So, like, with these glasses, it smells even better when it's empty. I don't know how the fuck that works. It just leaves that, like, lingering sensation behind and shit. You just like, oh, you get the full thing. And nothing's blocking it now. It's just like, oh, you're getting all of it now.
Damn, it smells good.
Oh, it smells so good. The price on this is amazing. It feels like I'm drinking a high-proof price Blanco.
Yeah.
As Cody said, you could put this up against honestly, a lot of the shit we had at Fuck You Fest, if you was to put this up against it.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Leave out the extra añejos and stuff. Like, I mean, like the Blancos, Reposados. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, it tastes better than Mandala.
That bong water I poured, I guess they taste better than fucking Mandala.
Oh, shit. The water I used in my steam iron, it tastes better than that. I got that water from the faucet, dude. It's one of the water that comes out my ass after eating. I'm lactose, because when I eat, drink fucking milk or something like
that. That's all of that.
The liquid shit gold. People sipping this going like, damn, you just ruined that, JV. Like, damn. Well,
don't drink Mandala.
Yeah, hey, don't drink Mandala then. Yeah. Yeah. You can go to their little bar, because I ain't gonna lie, I like the look of the bar. The bar look nice. Just
bar looks cool.
Just eat their food. Don't drink their shit. Imagine
they don't drink that shit, though.
The food tastes like shit, too. You'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
You imagine?
How you fuck the salad up? How'd you fuck the salad up now? Whatever. You use Mandala dressing on it. Oh, that's why.
Oh, God.
Mandala dressing, huh?
He's Mandala Ace dressing right
here. Oh, shit. Mandala Ace. Hey, Ace. Oh, shit. That's even worse than it. Oh, man.
Hell no.
You guys only tried the Reposado, though. Try that Blanc? Nah, I'm good.
Nah, we good.
I'm good, dog.
Yeah, we straight. Yeah, we straight.
That Mandala Reposado is what made me hate Reposados for that year. I was like, yeah, I don't like Reposados no more.
That shit, oof.
It's that moment when you ain't got to say shit, but you just look at everybody and you just back away slowly, like, yeah, I think
yep. We're all back away slowly, yep. Can this not happen?
If one of us would have stayed, and like, I don't know that Negro for the next rest of the day. Like, I don't know him. Who is that dude? Hey, you say what's up to him, be like, I don't know you.
I don't know, motherfucker.
I don't know you. Fucking wave at me, motherfucker. Who do you think you are? Yeah. Once again, I love the complexity on it. I love the well balance of the fruit flavors with that earthy mineral tone to it as well. Everything comes. I haven't sipped it in a little bit, so it's just like subtly lingering on the finish there. I kind of love that as well too. It's so subtle in the background on that finish as well. I love that part. So everything about this to me just screams last drop. I it's easily better than the G4 Blanco as far as like price points, because I think it's the cheapest Blanco I can compare that and Tequila Ocho. Mm-hmm. Those are two, like, what, $30, $35 range, whatever and stuff. So, like, out of the three bottles, give me this one all day out of the three.
Yeah, 100% agree.
And maybe that would be the Blanco tasting we do is the three Blancos or whatever and shit.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll let you do that.
$30 bottle of Blancos mm-hmm. whatever and stuff. So, it's all around great product or whatever. My man over there at Cabal, man, he just – I think he said it was his family's business when they were making tequila and stuff back in the day. Hearing him at Fuck You Fest or whatever, like when he was talking about it, like he got a lot of love and craft for this, whatever. And I'll tell you this right now, it displays in each fucking thing I've sipped from that company. So I raised my glass to that man right there. That man is a fucking great.
Cheers.
Cheers to that guy right there. That dude is a master at this, and I don't think a lot of people are touching him. And you know, you brought up G4 and For the Laser earlier. I told him to his face, I said, dude, your product is up there with me as far as like some of the best tequilas. He's humble as shit, so he's just like, thank you so much on that. I'm just like, I don't know why you don't see it. That's all I see. And this just proves to be one of the best or whatever. So yeah, I give it a last drop too as well, Cody.
Bonafide.
Yeah, bonafide.
Certified. Yeah.
So, right now, it's in the top 10 list.
Yeah, probably.
It's in the top 10 list. Now, we say that usually before June kicks in, but everybody knows on this show after June.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we still got a lot of year left.
Yeah,
a
lot of year man. Left. I noticed we always like praise the shit we do earlier in the year, but then like later in the year, it makes you kind of forget about earlier in the year because it just
gets a lot of year left.
Gets so much better. So, yeah, next week we'll be back for the Cabal Blanco. We got less than a minute left, so we're just gonna get out of here, rush this out of here. Thanks for tuning in. We can't wait to be back next week. Try that out. That's gonna be something too as well. Can't wait. But I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.